Zaf Kuf Yud Ches. So we got to the last three lines of Kuf Yud Zayin Rebez. The Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tani Rabbanim, Kama Sudos Chayv Adam Lechel B'Shamas. How many Sudos does a person need to eat on Shabbos? The answer is Shalosh, three different meals. Three meals, as we know. But there is an opinion of Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. He requires four meals on Shabbos. We certainly don't paskin this way, but it's one of the Shita in the Brisa here. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim, Mikra Echa Darshi. They both learn from the same Pasuk, 3 and 4. How so? So it says in the Pasuk, the quote of Pasuk, it says, Vayomer Moshe, Ichluhu Hayom, eat today, Kishabbos Hayom, Lashem Hayom, Lo Simtzu Basadeh. You're not going to find mud in the field. So it says, eat today, and it says the word Hayom 3 different times. So that sounds like 3 meals. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chidka Savra Hani Tlasa Yehayom, Libar Meorta. The 3 hayoms are aside from the night meal, aside from Friday night. You need 3 meals during the daytime. And Rabbanan Savi Bahadei Deorta, no, including the Friday night meal, Hayom is including even that. So that's the Machlo, because they both learn it from this Pasuk, either 3 or 4 meals. So the Gemara then says, Tanan Nafla Deleika Belela Shabbos. Our Mishnah from yesterday's daf, if a fire came to the house on a Friday night, Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos. You're allowed to save a total of 3 meals. My lab de lo achel is not referring to where he didn't eat yet, and he's saving 3 meals because he has 3 meals on Shabbos. So this is like the Shita of Chachamim. And the Gemara says, lo, de achel, it's where he ate already a meal. So he already ate Friday night meal. Then there's a deleika, he's able to save 3 more meals. This is a support for Rabbi Chidka. So Gemara says, okay, what about the next case of the Mishnah? Shacharis Matzilin Mazon Shtei Sudos. So if there's a deleika during the Shabbos day, you save 2 meals. My lav de lo achel, is it not where he didn't eat yet? So you only save 2 meals, you don't save 3 meals. It's like Rabbanim. Where it says lo de achel, it's ready where he ate his Shachar's meal, and it says you still save 2 more meals, so it sounds like there's a total of 4 meals. Friday night, the Shabbos morning one he ate, and then you save another 2 more meals. This is like Rabbi Chidka, so there isn't a rye from here either. The Gemara says, "Bemincha." It said in the Mishnah, "Bemincha matzilin mazon suda achas." If you had the deleika happen mincha Shabbos afternoon, you only save 1 meal. My lav dilo achas is not where he didn't eat his shalosh shudas yet, and you only save 1 meal. So this is like Rabbanan. Lo da achas, where he ate 3 meals already, and yet still the Mishnah says you save an additional meal, like Rabbi Chidka, in total of 4 meals. So the Gemara then says, after trying to understand what the Tanakhama meant in the Mishnah said in the Seifa, V'hab Midikatani Seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Li'ola Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos, a person always saves 3 meals, regardless of when the deleika happens, Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, you always save a total of 3 meals. Michlad the Tanakhama Gimel Sfirle, it also means the Tanakhama also agrees that's 3 meals. They just argue about at what point does that adjust how many more meals. But Rabbi Yossi says, since Shabbos is a day of 3 meals, so you always save 3 meals, whether it's Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, you always save 3 meals. Rabbanan say, no, it adjusts depending on what you've already eaten. But they're not arguing about how many meals one's chayv in general. So just like Tanakhama, rather, just like Rabbi Yossi holds, you have a total of 3 meals on Shabbos, so too Tanakhama agrees, it's a total of 3 meals. And the Gemara concludes, Ela, Mechaversa, Masnisin, Delo, Rabbi Chidka. It's clear that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Chidka, that again, our Mishnah holds that the Chiyav Suda on Shabbos is 3 meals. Take. The fact that Rabbi Yossi says you have a total of 3 meals on Shabbos. Chachamim don't argue in how many meals, they only argue about when the deleika happens, how many meals do you have to save. So look at Tosis on the top here. Tosis writes, Mincha matzilin mazon suda achas. In the mincha time, you save just 1 meal. So Tosis learns from here, Mikan mashma dizman achila shlishis b'shabbos hi mina mincha l'mala. It's clear from here that mincha time, you save 1 meal. Shal shudas is in the mincha time, in the afternoon. And he says, delo, not like ka'osam shemechalkin suda shachris u'mevarchim main time. There were those, apparently, who would break up their Shabbos morning meal into 2 different meals. They'd wash, eat, bench, and then wash, eat, and bench a second time all in the morning. He felt that that was incorrect. He goes on to explain that 2 reasons why it was incorrect to split the morning meal into 2 different meals. Number one is, he says, if it's all in the same time period, it's all 1 suda. Whether you say bracha or not bracha, that's 1 meal. And number two is, he says, it's a bracha sheina tzicha. You're saying an unnecessary bracha by washing, benching, and then washing, benching again. So it says, no, shachris must be in the morning, and mincha must be in the afternoon. Rather, shal shudas must be in the afternoon during mincha time. Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara now says, V'haditan, the Mishnah, which says, Mishayesh lo mazon shtei sudos, a person who has mazon of shtei sudos, he has enough meals, 2 meals, with him. Lo yitol min ha-tamchoy. That person can't take from the tamchoy. The tamchoy was a charity fund that would give people food every single day. Every day you come for that meal. And there's something else called the kupa. The kupa was weekly meals. So if you had your daily meal of two meals, you don't collect from the tamchoy. Tamchoy works for those who don't have two meals for that day. So again, if a guy has mishieishlo mazon shtei sudos, lo yitol min ha-tamchoy, can't take from the tamchoy, that the daily given. Mazon arba esrei, a person got 14 meals worth for the week, lo yitol min ha-kupa, he can't take from the kupa. The kupa was the weekly distributions. So, money, who is this whole like? Lo rabbanon, lo rabbi chidka, because if it goes based on the weekly meals, according to rabbanon, there should be an extra one. There should be three meals on Shabbos, that should be 15. And for rabbi chidka, there's four meals, so there's two more, there really should be 16 meals given for the week. So the Gemara says, "E Rabbanan again, Chamasri Havan." Then 15 meals you need. E Rabbi Chidka Shis Sari Havan. There are really 60 meals during the week. So the Gemara says, "Li Olam Rabbanan." Really, it's Rabbanan. And Darmina Lei My Debais Lamecha Ba'afuke Shabasa Achle B'Shabasa. That which you're supposed to eat on Erev Shabbos, you delay until Shabbos night, till Friday night. So in other words, you have two meals every day: Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night. Friday morning, Friday night, you don't eat the Friday night meal until after nightfall, whereby it's going to serve as a first meal of Shabbos, and then you have the other two meals for Shabbos day, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. So even within 14 meals, you can still accomplish three meals on Shabbos. So the Gemara says then, 15, right? 15, no, 14, because you're Friday afternoon. Your Friday afternoon meal is not eaten on Friday afternoon, it's eaten Friday night. So it's serving as 14 meals during the week, but three of the meals are taking place on Shabbos. So the Gemara then says that, let's say, Rabbanan hi v'lo Rabbi Chidka. So it must be that this Mishnah that we're quoting from Maseches Peah must be like Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Chidka, the only way you could eat it is only, for him, you definitely need 15 meals then. To have an extra meal on Shabbos day, you need three meals on Shabbos daytime. That won't be accomplished with 14 meals. So the Gemara says, no. Afilu teima Rabbi Chidka, even Rabbi Chidka could work with 14 meals. How so? Diamino le, we say to him, my debois lemechal bimala, I messed up the other way, I'm sorry. The first one was saying, Rabban was saying, apuke Shabbos, mate Shabbos, you eat Shabbos day. Meaning Friday afternoon, you end up having the, let's get this one more time. The Shabbos night, we say, mate Shabbos meal, you end up eating on Shabbos itself. That's what we had said. Now we're saying the other way, erev Shabbos meal, my debois lemechal bimala Shabbos.
Friday anyways, comes like Shabbos.
But let's just go through the calculation here. So according to, again, there are afilu tamer Rabbi Chidka, damrina le my debais lemecha b'mala Shabbos, that which you eat on Erev Shabbos, achle l'orta, eat it at nighttime, meaning the both meals you're having on Erev Shabbos, it sounds like, you eat on Shabbos itself. So you're getting two meals, the two Friday meals, save it until Shabbos itself. So meaning the morning meal, Friday morning, half Friday night, and the night meal dedicated for Friday afternoon, you save until the next morning, Shabbos morning. So now you have the two meals of Shabbos itself, and then you have the two meals of Friday going to be on Shabbos itself.
So Friday he's eating only one meal.
Yeah, he's eating nothing. Friday night only.
Right, I'd say Friday from
exactly. So the Gemara says, how can that be? V'chul yoma demala Shabbos, demetainisa mosfina. He's going to fast all Friday because now we took his Friday morning meal, we're putting it to Friday night. His Friday afternoon meal is now going to be Shabbos morning, so he got his four meals on Shabbos, but the guy's fasting Erev Shabbos. How's that going to be? So Gemara says, you're right. Forgetting all the adjusting and moving around of the meals this Friday morning, Friday night, forget all that. Ella, Hamani, who authored the Mishnah and Maseches Peah, that 40 meals for the week is suffice. You don't need an extra shalosh for this, not an extra one for Rabbi Chidka. It's Hamani, Rabbi Akivahi. Damer ase Shabbat chachol, v'al tistarach lebriyas. Make your Shabbos a chol and don't rely on people. In other words, it's better to forego your Shabbos meals, your special Shabbos meals, than to have to rely on tzedakah. We don't want people to rely on tzedakah. If you need tzedakah, just have regular Shabbos, regular two-day meals, two meals a day, and don't rely on tzedakah. And you'll forego your shalshus, you forego your fourth meal for Rabbi Chidka. But better again, I say Shabbat chol, make your Shabbos a weekday meal. V'lo tistarach lebriyos, don't rely on tzedakah.
I thought we learned that.
Yeah, the guy who's poor. First of all, guy is poor. We're not going to make the guy fast on Erev Shabbos. Number one. Number two is we don't like a guy to fast on Shabbos. We don't like to eat Erev Shabbos afternoon. But fasting all day Shabbos is not a good way to go in. A guy should not go into Shabbos fasting.
So this is going from first night. I mean, this is going on a regular Jewish day, meaning night and day, right? Because because otherwise 14 makes sense.
I'm not sure if it makes that much of a difference, but...
Because 14 is fine, because you have two...
No, not in the summer, though. Summer, right, the guy have his, has a Friday morning meal, and then late at night at 9:30, it could be late.
Yeah, but that's every... Meaning he's having right. Still two meals a day.
No, but still, it's very late, though. But either way, right. Fine.
So,
He doesn't have lamak, exactly. Right.
That's the issue.
So then the Gemara says, V'had it's on the Mishnah, it says, Ein pochsin la'ani, however makom l'makom, a person, you don't give him less, the guy's traveling, and only traveling, don't give him less, mikikar pupundion, midal tzon, bisela, that a certain amount of, a certain volume of food for that cost, four tzon is a volume, sela is a cost, you shouldn't give him less than that amount when he's traveling. And in addition to that, Lon, if he sleeps over that night, nosin la parnasas, lina, you should give him parnasas lina, enough to sleep with. We'll explain what that means in just a few moments. Vim Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, you nosin lo mazon shalosh shudas, you give him three meals in addition to that. So leima rabbanan, hivalo rabbi chidka, this must be the rabbanan who say three meals and not four meals. The fact that if he's staying or traveling over Shabbos, so you give him three meals, that's like rabbanan. So like Mara says, liolam rabbi chidka, really it's rabbi chidka as well. Kekon the ika sudas suda bahadei. So we say when a guy travels, he has a meal with him. So you want, if he comes to your house, he brings one meal. So you send him off with some more meals, but he already has a meal he's schlepping with him. So that one meal is already included. So he already has one suda with him. Da amrina lei had ika bahadei hadeich achla, eat it. So eat it that meal with you, and then you have another three meals for Shabbos. That gives you a total of four meals. So Gemara says v'chi azil berekan azil. So now when he travels, he has nothing left to eat. You only give him three meals. So Shabbos, he's not traveling, obviously. So now you tell him to eat the meal he brings with him. That's one. You give him another three meals. He's got four meals now. Now you're sending him off when Shabbos leaves. He's leaving with nothing with him. How does a guy leave without any food with him at all? And Gemara says, no, in addition to that, the malvina lei suda bahadei, when you escort him out Matzah Shabbos, you give him another package to take with him along the way, in which case this mishnah does not prove in either way Shitas Rabbanan or the Chachamim. Gemara now wants to say, Shita Chachamah Rabbi Chidka rather. So my Parnassus Lina, what does it mean you send them off with Parnassus Lina, which is some type of thing for sleeping over? Amir Papa, Purya Ube Sadia. Purya is a bed, and Be Sadia, Rashi explains, is some type of pillow, a felt pillow that they'd sleep on, so you give him that something comfortable to sleep on when he's staying over. So Gemara says now, Tani Rabbanan Ka'aras She'achal Ben Arvis, food plates that you used to eat on Friday night, Madichin Le'achal Ben Shachris. You could wash them Friday night because you plan to use them Shabbos morning. Now, if you don't plan to use them, you know for sure you're not going to, this might be somewhat problematic. Shachris, if you use them Shachris morning, Madichin Le'achal Ben Betzaraim, you could wash them Shabbos morning in order to use them for Shabbos afternoon for Shalosh Shudas. But Betzaraim, if you use them already, Shalosh Shudas is over, Madichin Le'achal Ben B'mincha, you could use them still for a later meal during that day, but Min HaMincha V'Eilech, after Mincha time, where you no longer eat, Shuv Eino Madich, you can't wash the dishes anymore, because there's no more eating at that point. So you can only, otherwise it would be a problem of Hachana. So that's shoe of meals, of plates. Plates used for meals, you can only wash them if you do plan to have another meal during Shabbos. Aval, Kosos, Vikitonios, Vitsluchios, cups and other types of utensils that people use all the time and snack. There are no set times for eating and drinking these types of things. Madiach v'holech kolayom, you can wash them as you need because kulo l'fish ein kevat l'shia. When it comes to drinking, these are different types of cups and glasses. There's no set time for drinking. Meals have set times. So you know once you have your shalosh shudas, there's no more meals anymore. But drinking, a guy can still be thirsty after drink after having his meals, and therefore you could always wash glasses because it's always a possibility you might need it and won't be considered a hachana for after Shabbos. It's not addressing shkia questions. If that's a shkia, then the person wouldn't be able to because then you can't drink at that point either. Very good. The Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Makayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, one who fulfills and eats all three meals, Nitzal Mishalosh Peronios, he's saved from three different calamities, the pains of Mashiach coming, Medina Shagahenim, he's going to be safe from Gehenim, Umimachemes Gogumago, from the final war. Mechavla Shemashiach, how do we know he'll be saved from this? Ksiv Hach, it says here, Yom, we learned already Yom is the source of the three meals on Shabbos, and Ksiv Hasman says in the context of Chavla Mashiach, Hinei Anochi Shalach Lachemes Eliyahu Navi, Lifnei Bo Yom, Hashem Vegomer, so it says Yom there as well, so the Yom of Shabbos is going to save of the Yom of the Chavla Mashiach. What about how do we know it's going to save you from Medina Shel Gehenim? Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Yom. Ksiv Hasim, it says, by Gehenim, Yom Ever Hayom, Hahu. So that's, Gehenim is also referred to Hayom, and therefore it's going to save you from the heat of Gehenim. And Mimelchemes, Gogomago, Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Yom. Ksiv Hasim, it says, by Gogomagog, by Yom, by Gog. So again, Xer Shava, that Yom Shabbos saves from these three different perennials. So Gemara now says, last two lines of the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Kol Ma'anik Es HaShabbos, anyone who enjoys Shabbos, properly fulfills Oneg Shabbos, Nosin Lo Nachla B'li Mitzarim, he's given a portion of Schar without any boundaries, an endless amount of Schar. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, as Tis'anag HaShem, you're going to enjoy Oneg Shabbos, V'kavta Abama Se Aretz V'chalticha, Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. It's going to get a Nachla by fulfilling Oneg Shabbos, you're going to get a Nachla like Yaakov Avinu. Why is it compared to Yaakov Avinu? Asks the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis here. Lo ka Avram Mashiach Kasebo kum v'salech b'aretz l'arka. Not like Avram, who when said to Avram in Lecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, walk the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Those are boundaries. Avram has a limited nachla he was given. And it doesn't say, v'lo ki Yitzchak shekasebo ki l'cha l'zarach ha-atein es ha-kol ha-aratos ha-el, that he gave these different lands to Yitzchak. This was also defined by a particular Eretz Yisrael. However, Ela ki Yaakov, Shekasabo, it says by Yaakov Avinu, Uferatz to Yamav, Akedma, Vetzavonim, Venegma, I'm going to give you to the south, east, south, north, and west, all over the world, without any boundaries. So therefore, why do we compare it to Yaakov? Because Yaakov had a Nachala, B'li Mitzarim. How do you get that? By a person properly fulfilling Oneg Shabbos, this is how you get such a Nachala. Gemara now says five lines down here in Amud Beis that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Nitzal Mishubet Galias, a person who fulfills Oneg Shabbos is going to be saved from the Shubet Malchios, from the governments, the strengths and power of the various governments. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? Ksiv Hachet says here by Oneg Shabbos, it said the word Vir Kav Ticha Abamase Aretz, the word Bamase Aretz. Uksiv Hasam, it's written there by Shubet Malchios, Vata Al Bamosemu Sidroch. So this is a reference to the Shubet Malchios. So by the Gzer Shava, we see that one who fulfills Oneg Shabbos will be protected from the Bamosomet Sidro from the Shubet Malchios. So then the Gemara says further on the same topic here, Amri of Yehuda Mashrav, Kom Aneg Es HaShabbos Nosin Lo Mishalos Libo. One who fulfills Oneg Shabbos properly will be given from the depths of his heart his various requests and wants. Shenemar, it says, until V'Sa'aneg Al Hashem V'Yitein Lecha Mishalos Libecha, one who does Oneg Shabbos will be given that which is deep in his heart. Oneg Ze Eini Yodeh Mao. I don't know what Oneg is. Keshu Omer V'Karas Al HaShabbos Oneg in Pasuk in Yeshaya. Havi Omer Ze Oneg Shabbos. Oneg is very general. What type of Oneg? Oneg this, Oneg that. So we learn from here that the understanding of Oneg in Tanakh is always Oneg Shabbos. So one who fulfills Oneg Shabbos will be Zocha to Nosin Lo Mishalos Libo. Now, how does one fulfill Oneg Shabbos? What does one do to accomplish this? So Rav Yehuda Berei, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei, the Rav Amar, the Tavshil Shel, Tradin, Vidagim, Gedolin, Virashe Shuman. These different types of foods, what's Tardin? It's beets, and Dagim Gom, large fish, Rashi Shuman, the heads of garlic. Apparently, these are things that were very chashiv meals, chashiv food, and that's how one fulfills Oneg Shabbos. Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Afilu Davar Mu'ud. Even a small item, L'chavet Shabbos Aso Hareza Oneg. These are just examples, but he says if I enjoy something, whatever it might be, gefilte fish, I enjoy some candies. If that's my Oneg Shabbos, whatever it is, Davar Mu'ud. If I do it L'chavet Shabbos, that would be a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. It's very subjective. So Mahi, what's a small Davar Mu'ud? Amara Papa Kasa Daharsana, which is a type of small fried fish, which is mixed together with flour and other things, and some oil and fat, that would be something small and delicious, which is special to Chavad Shabbos. So Gemara then says, Amara Bichia Bar Abba Amara Biyochran. Kama Shamar Shabbos Kilchas, so those who properly keep Shabbos. Afilu Oveda, Avodah Zara, Kedor and Enosh. Even though a person may have been so immersed in Avodah Zara, like the generation of Enosh, Mochlen Lo, he will be forgiven if he properly fulfills, if he keeps Shabbos properly. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos, Mechalo, the Pasuk says, Shomer Shabbos Mechalo. So, Shabbos Mechalo, it says, you kept Shabbos from desecrating it. Al Tikrei Mechalo Ela Machal Lo. They're making a joshua. Mechalo means Machal Lo. You are forgiven for your sins, even if it was Ashrei Enosh from the times of Enosh, the door of Enosh of Avodah Zarah. Shabbos itself, Shomer Shabbos, could protect you. It's Machal Lo. It will forgive you for those particular sins. So Amar Yehuda Marav Ilmolei Shamu Yisrael Shabbos Rishona. Had Klai Yisrael just kept the very first Shabbos when they received the Torah, Lo Shalta Ben Uma V'Lashon, no nation, no country could have overtaken Am Yisrael. Shenemar says, Vayihiva Yom Ashri Yatsu Min Ha'am Lilka. The moment they kept the first Shabbos, someone went out to start collecting their Mechal Shabbos. They didn't even keep the first Shabbos in the Midbar. It says afterwards, Vayavar Amalek, Amalek came to attack them, implying had they kept Shabbos properly, no one would have went out, Amalek could not have attacked them, nor could have any other nation. So that's what we could have done had we kept Shabbos, that first Shabbos properly. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ilmolei Mishamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kilchason Miyad Nigalan, famous Gemara that if we were to keep two Shabboses in a row, Mamish Kalacha, from beginning to end, would be Zocha to an immediate redemption. Shenemar, Koma Hashem Lasarisim, Hashem says to Sarisim, referring to people who can't have children, Asher Yishmiru Esh Shabbososai, that you keep Shabbososai, two Shabboses, afterwards it says, Vaviosim el Har Kadshi, then I would bring you to Har Kadshi, which is a reference to Har Bayis, the Makom HaMikdash. So if you keep Yishmu es Shabbososai, two Shabboses, Hashem will bring the Geula immediately. The Pata says Shabbososai, that's the din. So the Gemara then says, Amr Rabbi Yossi, he chelki. Now we're going to do a whole series of statements Rabbi Yossi had said. Rabbi Yossi was from the Mishnah, that he had said that you have three meals, no matter when the Deleika happens, Mariv, Shachris, Tzaraim, Rabbi Yossi says, you always save three meals on Shabbos. So now we're going to go through a number of interesting statements of Rabbi Yossi.
I just want to tell you a good example from the Mishalmi Tanis, that even if one Shabbos was observed properly, that we would get the
Okay. Interesting. Okay, Shkoyach. So Rabbi Yossi, he chelki me'ochle shalosh sudas b'shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, I want to be of those who have a chelik of the keeping three meals every Shabbos. That was the chelik that Rabbi Yossi very much desired. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Yossi, he chelki me'gomer halal b'choyom. I want to be of those who say halal every single day. Of course, says halal every single day. Ain't he? Who says halal every single day? V'hamar mar, don't we have a statement that hakori halal b'choyom hareze mecharif u'megadiv? Those who say halal every single day is blasphemizing Hashem. You're really diminishing. If you say halal every day, you desensitize yourself. You lose out the specialness of halal. So he says you shouldn't say halal every single day. So he says, Kikamrinan, when he had said this statement, it was about Psuka de Zimra. Psuka de Zimra is also called the certain halal, because we say all the halukas. So he didn't really mean the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. He's talking about halal of Psuka de Zimra. I want to be of those who say Psuka de Zimra every single day. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, he chelki mispalin im dimedume chama. I want to be of those, have the schar and chelik of those who daven with the rising of the sun. That's those who daven vasik and nate. So Amar Rabbi Chibra Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah lespal im dimedume chama. It's a mitzvah to daven dafka, that's the man of nates. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports this? This is also brought in Maseches Brachos, Yira'ucha im shemesh, v'lefnei yareach, dorim. When you see the sun rise, that's the time of davening, that's davening. And lefnei yareach is before the moon sets in, that's when the time of mincha. So we see, Yira'ucha im shemesh, the seeing of the sun, the rising of the sun, is zman, the ideal zman of Shachris. V'amar Rabbi Yossi, he chelki mi meisei b'choli mei ayim. I want to be of those who die from stomach aches, from stomach illness. Damar mar, ruban shel tzadikim meisim b'choli me'ayim. Most tzadikim die with stomach illness. So why is that? So if you look at Tosas in the top here, the top Tosas, he writes, ruban shel tzadikim meisim b'choli me'ayim, peish b'kuntris, limarik avanosem. It was an uncomfortable way to die, but therefore it was a way of cleansing out their spiritual avers. The Reomer, Tosas himself says, ki yesh b'medrash, l'marek achilam nema'ayim lios nikim v'tor mikimlacha esharis. It was more of like a physical cleansing. It sounded like from Rashi, it was a spiritual cleansing of cleaning out from the sins. It was like a way of getting punishment in this world, so you have a full chelek and olam haba in the world to come. But the Re says, no, it was to clean them out physically, so they're physically clean from whatever they ate in this world. Gemara then says further, v'amar Rabbi Yossi, chelki mimeisei b'derech mitzvah, he wants to be of those who die in the performance of a mitzvah, when they're in the derech of the mitzvah, he wants to be of those. Now, even though, one second here. Okay, fine. So he wants to be of those who die while on the derech of performing a mitzvah. Then Amar Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, Yehi chelki mimachnisei Shabbos b'Tiberia u'memotzei Shabbos b'Tzipor. He wants to be of those who usher in Shabbos like those of Tiberia. They bring in Shabbos in a very, very early time. And of those of the Tzipor who would end Shabbos because depending on the way the locations were, they were not able to see the sun as much. So they had to accept Shabbos earlier lest they violate Shabbos. And Tzipor, the way they were situated, they couldn't see the sun set properly. So these were the ones who extended Shabbos both in the beginning and at the end. He wants to have his schar among these individuals. Amar Rabbi Yossi further, Yichelki mimoshive beis hamedrash. I want to be of those who sit and learn the beis hamedrash and bring others in, the gabayim, v'lo mimamide beis hamedrash, not those who are necessarily supporting the beis hamedrash. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yichelki migabay tzedakah. I want to be those who collect this tzedakah, v'lo mimechelki tzedakah, not the ones who give it out. The giving out is very hard. You have to know who you're giving to, you have to look into, you have to inspect to make sure the people are really aniyim. So gabay tzedakah, you collect the money, that's easy to collect the money. But to divvy out the money, to give out the money, that's much more challenging. So he wants to be of those who gabay tzedakah, but not the chelki tzedakah. I want to be of those who are suspect, people suspect from doing something, but it's not the case. For me, people choshen me for doing whatever it was, and they were incorrect. That's choshen b'ksherim. If you are a victim of choshen b'ksherim, there's incredible schar one gets for that. And the Gemara says in Brachos, if you are choshen b'ksherim, someone else, you have to give him a bracha for being choshenim. So he wants to be the recipient of such a bracha. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. And Amar Rabbi Yossi further, Chamish Bilos Baalti, I had five beards in my life. V'natati Chamisha Arazim B'Yisrael, I was able to be Zocha. This is figuratively, he was able to create five big cedar trees. It means five children who were great tzaddikim. Uman Inu, who are they? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilam Tilas Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says, Vahaika Vardimas, wasn't Vardimas another child of Rabbi Yossi, a sixth child? Says, no, Hainu Vardimas, Hainu Menachem, that was the same person. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi was also called Vardimas. Vamai Karle Vardimas, why did he earn the name Vardimas? Shepanav Adomim Leveret, he had very red cheeks, it seems. So Vardimas is Lashon Leveret of rosy, rosy red cheeks, so that's why he earned that nickname. So the Maimer is this to say, the Rabbi Yossi mitzvahs ona lokayim. If he only had five beers in his life, he didn't fulfill his monthly obligations. Obligation is married obligations to his wife of not fulfilling ona. Ella ema chamesh bilos baalti v'shanisi. There were five occasions we had bia, in two occasions on one evening. And that's when he was zocha to these five great tzaddikim. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, miyamai, for my entire days, lo karisi li'ishti ishi, I never call my wife ishti, my wife. Velo l'shori shori, never call my ox an ox. El ishi beit, I call my wife a house. And l'shori sada, I call my ox a field. Why is that? That's not an insult. It's not describing her physical appearance when calling her a house. But basically, it means that she's in charge of my house. She runs the household. She's in charge of everything that goes into my house, my family. It was a chashu way of calling her a basi. The Gemara then says further, another statement of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, miyom ailo nistakalti b'mila shali. Never did I look at my bris mila. Ain't is that true? V'hamru le, didn't it say to Rebbe that my time of karulach Rebbein HaKadosh, only a few people were zocha to like a HaKadosh, like Shla HaKadosh or a Chaim HaKadosh, only a few were earned the name HaKadosh. Why Rebbe earn the name Rebbein HaKadosh? Amalu, they said, miyam ailo nistakalti b'mila shali, I never looked at my bris mila. So we see from here, if Rabbi Yossi was accomplishing the same thing as Rebbe, he should be called Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh as well. So we see that Rabbi Yossi probably did not have that, was not able to keep that Indian of Miyam Alon Nistakalti Bamilishali. That was the Rabbi HaKadosh only. So Gemara says, B'Rebbe Milsa Acharisa HaVebe. Rebbe had an additional thing on top of Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi also didn't look as his Mila. But Rebbe, in addition to that, Shlo Hichnis Yado Tachas Avneto. Never did Rebbe put his hand below his belt. It always stayed above his waistline, and that was an additional chumra, an additional idea that Rebbe kept, and therefore he earned the name Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Another statement, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Miyamai, Lo Ro, Koros Besi, Imre Chalukai, never did the beams of my house see the inside of my clothing. He never was exposed. He always made sure that he got dressed in such a proper way where the inside was never exposed. He was never exposed. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, if you further, Miyamai lavarti al divrei chaveri, never did I go against my friend. My friend told me to do something. I always listened. I never gave them a hard time. And so much so, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi said that yodei ani batzmi she'eini kohen. I know with certainty I am not a kohen. However, im omrim li chaveri, if my friends were to tell me, alei leduchen, go duchen, go do nesiyas kapayim, ani ola, I would have went. Even though I'm not a Kohen, my friends told me something, I always believed in them, I always trusted them, I had a good faith in them, I would go up and do Duchening. So Gemara says, the Tosa says, they told me to go duchen, I would go. So Tosa says, what's the chiddush? So what? Who cares if a zar goes to duchen? Why is that such a great chiddush? So Tosa says, imlo mishim bracha v'tala, shelekohanim amru Torah levarach es Yisrael. Because since it's a bracha that the Kohen says when he gives the birchas kohanim, so that would be the bracha. So he would say, even though they would tell me to go to the bracha, I would listen. I would say the bracha latala if my chaverim would tell me to do this. Now this Tosis is very, very strange because Rabbi Eger pointed out in Gilyan Ashas, if you look in the Gemara in Ksubis, it says there that there is an Isser Zar. A Zar, there's an Isser for him to birchas kohanim. It's Koamar, the kohanim. The kohanim have to give the bracha, not a Zar. So some say that that Gemara in Ksubis that says there's an Isser Vazar to do Birchas Kohanim, it means an Isser to say the Bracha of Birchas Kohanim. That's how some say this. So this becomes a very interesting discussion brought down in the Mishnah Brura. The Ramah brings this Lalacha that a Zar can do Birchas Kohanim. How does a father give a child Birchas Kohanim on a Friday night? How is that allowed? Saying Birchas Kohanim. So some say that, the Tosa says the only Isser is to say the Bracha. You're not saying a Bracha, you're just saying Psukim. Same Psukim is allowed, just don't say the Bracha. The Bach says, you know how a father is allowed to? Because the Isser of a Zar doing Birchas Kohanim is only if there's Nesias Kapayim, if you put your hands up. So if you don't put your hands up, it's fine. But most fathers put their hands on the father, on the children's head. So that won't help. And plus, Prima Gadim thinks, even without Nesias Kapayim, you could still fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So putting the hands down and saying the Psukim would still be problematic. So what is the heter of a father giving a child Birchas Kohanim? So the Ber Lacha says, if it's a guy has no kavanah, if there's no kavanah for the mitzvah, my kavanah is to give a bracha to my child. It's not to fulfill the mitzvah of birchas kohanim, and therefore, if it's a since mitzvahs require kavanah, my kavanah here is dafka not to get the mitzvah. That would be allowed as well. There are many other answers given. The guard only used one hand. Exactly, he used one hand because of this nesias kapayim. The Noda Behuda says that if you do it outside, this isser is only in the base of Migdash. Outside the base of Migdash, it's fine. Others say the isser is only in the context of tefillah. Outside tefillah, it's fine as well. So there are many, many different explanations why a father is able to give his child the bracha of birchas kohanim. Okay, right in the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi, miyamai lamarti davar v'chazarti la'achorai. Never did I say something and go back on my word and say and claim I didn't say it." He was very everything. We see a whole slew of statements how great Rabbi Yosi was. Okay, Gemara now says, "Amar Rav Nachman." Rav Nachman says, "Teisile is a lashon the Gemara uses that." Give me schar. I want to receive my schar. The kayemis shalosh sudos b'shabbos. I properly fulfilled three meals on Shabbos. I assume every day of his life when he's bar mitzvah. I guess that's what it means. And he wants. He's going to get a lot of schar for doing so. Amar Rebbe Yehuda teishi li. I'm going to get schar. The kayemis iyun tefila. I was mekabel. I fulfilled the din of iyun tefila. Iyun tefila is discussed by the Rishonim, but simply what it means is that he had a lot of kavanah when he davened. There's another type of iyun tefila the Gemara says, which is a bad thing. The Gemara Bracha says iyun tefila, if a person is anticipating the fulfillment of his tefillas, that's a bad thing. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Iyun tefila here sounds like it's a good thing. The Gemara Bracha says iyun tefila when you're waiting for it to happen is a bad thing. So the Gemara says there are two types of iyun tefilas. Iyun tefila, one iyun tefila is when you're ma'ayin into your davening with kavanah. That's a good thing. The other iyun tefila of looking to anticipate when the tefila will be fulfilled, a person is going to go out as kishka is trying to wait for his tefila to be answered. That's a bad thing. So Amar Rav Huna B'Reid of Yeshua, Teishilei, I'm going to get Tzchar, V'lo Saginei Arba Amos Begilei Rosh. I did not walk for Amos with an uncovered head. So there is an interesting machlokas we've shown him whether or not this is a Midas Chasidus or this is actually a real din. The Kobol sounds like it's a real din, it's a real halacha. You have to have the covered head. Others simply understand it's a Midas Chasidus. That being said, it's been accepted practice that everyone wears a head covering no matter where they go. The Sfardim have not accepted that so much. Sfardim are much more makel in many contexts, but the Ashkenazim and the Taz bring down very strongly that a person should always have his head covered. There is an actually interesting discussion in a bathhouse. A person in the bathhouse or the mikveh, you're going to get changed, you're going to the mikveh, should you put a towel over your head or not? So it's brought down, but some were very medactic on this. The Shai Tshuva says there are those who are medactic in doing so. The Shlach said it's a chumra yaser that's completely unnecessary. But there are those, you might see in the mikveh, those who are very medactic to cover their hair, but it's a really, really extreme chumra, they say.
Swimming
as well. So you have to just use some of the seichel. So Amar Rav Shesha, swimming you definitely don't have to. The question is whether when walking from where you're seated to the pool, to the lake, that's a question. But in the pool itself, you certainly don't need. The Gemara then says, Amar Rav Shesha, Teisi Le, I'm going to get schar. The Kayemes Mitzvah Tefillin, I fulfilled Tefillin, which he means, not just everyone wears Tefillin, not everyone, but a lot of people wear Tefillin. Says Rashi, it means he didn't walk down Amos without Tefillin. He wore Tefillin all the time. We wear Tefillin 45 minutes a day. He wore Tefillin 12 hours a day without walking down Amos and not wearing Tefillin. And Rashi adds also wearing tzitzis as well. And then the Gemara says, V'amar Rav Nachman, Tesi Li, the Kayemes Mitzvah. Tzitzis like we just said in Rashi. So Amar Le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Brei the Rabbah. Avuch b'mai zahar tfei. So Rav Yosef wanted to know from another Rav Yosef, whose father was Rabbah, so tell me something very special that your father was very particular about. So Amar Leh, he says, b'tzitzis, he was very, very makbir in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yom Echada, one day, have a kasalik bedarga, he was traveling up, going up steps, ladders, ifsik lei chuta, and his string snapped, and v'lo nachas v'asa kama de lo ramya, he would not move until he got it fixed. He had to fix it somehow. Now, I don't know exactly the details here, but halach l'maisa, if just one string snaps, it doesn't pass all your tittis. It could be that more than one string, or maybe a nechanami, he was makbid even on one string, even though it wouldn't pass it, he was very, very makbid on every thread of tittis. Let's just go one more piece here, then we'll stop. Gemara says, Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Tesi le, I'm going to collect tzchar, dechi chazina, tshuva mirabanan, deshalem masechta. When I would see a Talmud Chacham, complete a masechta, Messiah masechta, this is the Gemara that talks about a seam. There are a few places in Shas that talk about making a seam. This is the most direct one. The other source is, there's a Gemara in Tainus and Osim Bava Basra that talks about Reish Lakish, says, what was so good about Tu B'Av? Tu B'Av was a special day because they used to give wood. There are certain families that would dedicate wood each particular day. There are certain days in the year, like 8 different days of different families. And the Tu B'Av would be the last day where they complete the giving of the wood, because we know wood, to be good for fire, you have to have it dry. So in the summertime, it dries out. But once Tu B'Av hits, it starts getting colder and wet, so now the wood won't be so roy for the Mizbech anymore, so you have to wait several months till things begin to dry up. So Tu B'Av was the completion of dedicating wood to the base of Mikdash. It was a big yantav, it was a big siyum. So the Rashbam writes, there's a content, when a person's mashma mitzvah, the Rashbam in Baba Basra, you make a suda. There's a certain yantav, the Tu B'Av is a yantav. So that's what talks about in general, completing a goal, a mitzvah. But this is very particular about completing a mesechta. So again, he says that whenever he'd see a chazina tzurba mirabanan, deshalem masechta, when you complete a masechta, avidna yom atava l'rabanan, he would make a big meal, a big celebration for the chachamim. Rashi says, avidna yom atava l'rabanan l'tamidim rosh hashiva ha'ya. He was the rosh hashiva, and when Talmud would make a siyum, he'd make sure there's a whole suda to invite everyone to celebrate, and also to encourage everyone to continue to learn. Okay, so we will stop here, Mitzvah Hashem. We will continue at 6:15 tomorrow.